says in 1 Samuel 2 in verse 27, a man of God came to Eli, who was the high priest at that time, and said to him, thus says the Lord, didn't I reveal myself to the house of your father? Because Eli descended from Aaron, you know, and Aaron was given the promise that his descendants would continue to be high priests. So Eli became a high priest because of that physical relationship with his ancestor Aaron. And I chose them to burn incense and all that. But Eli was a very careless high priest. He allowed his sons, he had a couple of sons who would steal the sacrifices brought by the meat brought by the people as an offering to God. And they would fool around with the women who were serving there. And Eli was a very mild type of father. And he would say, oh, this is something not good that you people are doing. See what he says in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 23. This is a father who's rebuking his children for stealing the Lord's property and fooling around with women in the temple. Oh, why do you do these things? I hear, no, my sons, the report is not good, which I hear from the Lord's people. Verse 24, if one man sins against another, God will mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? And he didn't say, you sons, get out of here. I'm not going to have you in my house, and I will not allow you anywhere near the temple. Go and fend for yourselves. That's what he should have done. That's what a good high priest would have done. But he favored his children. And I've seen numerous believers in my life who favor their children. Numerous elders who favor their children. They don't correct them and rebuke them when they do something wrong. It's a great warning, Eli. And so he tells him in verse 29, why do you kick at my sacrifice? You have honored your sons, middle of verse 29, more than me. They honored a human being more than God. It may be your son, it may be your daughter, it may be your wife, it may be your husband. Someone whom you don't want to offend. And so honor means, what did he do? He didn't give them some sacrifice or something. He just didn't want to hurt them. They were doing something completely wrong, and he did not correct them. He didn't want to hurt them. And I tell you, that tendency is there in a lot of believers who don't fear God. And that's one reason why the vast majority of Christian leaders and pastors, their children have gone astray. Just like Eli. And the sad thing is, even though this man came and rebuked Eli, and later on God spoke to Samuel, you see in the next chapter, chapter 3, the Lord said to Samuel in chapter 3 in verse 11, I'm going to do a thing in Israel at which the ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. I'm going to carry out my judgment against Eli. I'm going to judge, verse 13, his house forever, because his sons brought a curse on themselves and the father did not rebuke them. He loved his children more than he loved the Lord. And there are numerous believers like that I've seen in my life. The number one cause of a lot of young people in God-fearing, in Christian families that go astray is because the parents loved the children more than they loved Jesus Christ. And therefore, they were not disciples. Jesus said, if you love your children more than me, you can't be my disciple. If you love your parents more than me, you can't be my disciple. There are very few true disciples. True disciples are those who love Christ more than their wife, more than their husband, more than their children, more than any relative, more than anybody. They will not compromise to please any human being. And so the Lord told Samuel, I'm his sons, verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13, the last part, brought a curse on them, and he did not rebuke them. So his sins can never be atoned by any sacrifice. And Samuel went and told that to Eli. He was a young boy. Years later, Samuel grew up and he became the prophet and the judge in Israel. And it says here in chapter 8, 1 Samuel chapter 8, when Samuel was old, he appointed his sons judges over Israel. There's a word in English for this called nepotism. Partiality towards somebody you care for and love. Even if they're not fit for the job, you put them there. Samuel's sons were not at all fit to be judges like Samuel himself was. Because it says here in verse 3 of 1 Samuel 8, his sons did not walk in the father's ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain. In other words, they took bribes, verse 3, and they favored the guy who gave them a bribe, just like in many corrupt courts, judges do. This is Samuel's sons. And remember, Samuel was the one who rebuked, whom the Lord said to rebuke Eli for the way Eli brought up his sons. And that shows that you can correct somebody else and not correct your own children. Samuel is a classic example of that. And even though he was a great prophet, and there are many anointed people whose children are wayward. And in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, it was not such a big thing because the family behavior did not disqualify you from being a prophet. But in 1 Timothy 3, it says, in Titus chapter 1, it says, if a man's children are not believers, he's totally unfit to serve God. He's totally unfit to be an elder. It's very, very much more strict in the New Covenant. Now, that word is not followed by most churches because most of the pastors would have to resign if you followed that rule. And they completely ignore Scripture. It's one of the major areas where I've seen churches completely ignore Scripture, which says if your children are going astray, you have no right to be a pastor or leader. Imagine how many churches would have to remove their pastors. But they don't care for the word of God in 1 Timothy 3 or in Titus chapter 1. And so Samuel was like that. They're going back to the Old Testament. And that's why most churches live under the Old Covenant. Their leaders are like Old Covenant people. And here it says, what the reason, I want you to see the reason why Samuel's children went astray. See, in Eli's case, we know he was not strong enough to rebuke them. And I believe Samuel also was not strong enough to rebuke them. Many fathers are so kind and gentle that they let the devil take over their children and they just keep quiet. Imagine what they will realize when they stand finally in eternity and see their children burning in hell. And they realize that just for the sake of some not offending them on earth, they lost their children for eternity. I mean, I find very few people who speak so strongly like as I do in this matter. And the reason I speak strongly is because I don't want anybody to lose their children and be separated from their children for all eternity. Parents in heaven and the children in hell for eternity. Many people don't realize how serious that is. Anyway, we read that one reason why his children went astray is, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7. It says in verse 15, Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And every year he used to go on traveling from Bethel to Gilgal and Mizpah, and he judged all these places and many, many other places. And then he would come to Ramah where his house was, and then he would go back again. He was on a constant tour. He was a traveling preacher and prophet. And he neglected his own children. There are many preachers who travel like that, who neglect their own children. And the next verse it says that his children went astray. So there's a connection there between his constant traveling and his children not, chapter 8 verse 3, not walking in his ways.